Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. 3.8 million people in Berlin will have to live with restrictions at least until after Easter because of the spread of the coronavirus. And on top of that, Berliners can now expect fines for violations even more than before. Yesterday, the Senate extended the so-called ban on contact, in effect since March 23rd, until April 19th. Initially, the decree was limited until this Sunday. In order to better punish violations of the rules, the Senate also decided on a catalog of fines. Although fines were already possible under the Infection Protection Act, details have now been made more precise. It is now defined which violation of the rules is punished and how. A few changes must be noted. From now on, it will be permitted to rest, quote, briefly on a blanket in a park or on a park bench, either in pairs at most or with family members with whom one shares a household. Barbecues and picnics, however, are forbidden. How long this short resting period may last has not been announced, but it is clear that anyone relaxing on a blanket must keep a minimum distance of 5 meters from others. Resting on a park bench, the 1.5 meter rule still applies. Also new to the regulations, returnees and travelers arriving at Berlin airports must now undergo a 2-week quarantine and report to the health authorities so that their health situation can be clarified. On the flip side, it is no longer necessary for Berliners to carry their ID card or passport when out. The catalog of fines on which the Berlin Senate agreed on yesterday lists the following penalties. Anyone who does not keep the prescribed minimum distance of 1.5 meters in the outdoors can be fined between 25 and 500 euros. Anyone who violates the requirement to stay in their own home for reasons other than shopping, going to or from work, going to the doctor, or to exercise in the fresh air can be fined between 10 and 100 euros. Anyone traveling in groups of 3 or more people who are not part of their own family can expect to be fined between 25 and 250 euros. Anyone failing to comply with an ordered domestic quarantine can be fined between 250 and 2500 euros. Anyone hosting prohibited events must expect a fine of between 500 and 2500 euros, plus participants of those events can be fined between 25 and 500 euros. Anyone who runs a business that is not among the explicitly declared exceptions must expect a fine of between 1000 and 10000 euros. This also applies to restaurants and catering establishments that do not deliver or provide takeaway, swimming pools, and saunas. And anyone providing accommodations to tourists can be fined between 1,000 and 10,000 euros. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer of the Left stressed that the senators had readjusted the draft of the catalog of fines in order to diffuse unnecessarily harsh rules. There was a difference, he said, between regulations for a family sharing a small apartment and those for tenants who have plenty of space and their own balcony, remarking, quote, children have to get out at some point. That's why resting on a blanket or a park bench every now and then is permitted. The measures taken in Berlin to contain the coronavirus also include the closure of schools, daycare centers, theaters, cinemas, clubs, and restaurants. These regulations were already in place before the contact bans, and they also expire on April 19th. The full catalog of fines and regulations can be found by following the link to berlin.de in our show notes. The number of ventilators in Berlin's hospitals is expected to increase significantly. This was an assurance made by Health Senator Kelechi on Thursday at the plenary session of the House of Representatives. She stated, quote, we've started with 1,045. The expansion of bed capacities is also accompanied by an expansion of ventilation options. She expects 1,800 ventilation possibilities by the end of April, which, according to her, is a significant increase. On Wednesday, she was informed that another 100 would be added, which means that more than 80% of intensive care beds will be equipped with ventilators. However, the distribution of them to the hospitals is not a matter for the state or for the health administration. Kelechi went on to say, quote, "We've agreed with the hospitals that they will build up the intensive care capacities and order the ventilators." For the additional 100 that are now expected, she said that a survey of the hospital landscape is planned to find out where there's still a need. Berlin companies that have run into financial difficulties due to the corona crisis will not be able to submit applications for emergency aid to the Investitionsbank or the IBB again until this coming Monday. However, as announced by the IBB, the position of the previous applicants in the queue will remain unchanged. The break is necessary due to a technical change. On its website, ibb.de, the IBB writes that the Senate has decided to convert the current program combination into a uniform federal program. As of late yesterday, the IBB said they would publish details of the federal program, quote, promptly. On the one hand, the emergency aid program included state funds to which the self-employed and companies with up to 5 employees were entitled. On the other hand, federal funds were included and directed at companies with up to 10 employees. After the transfer to the new program, all funds are to come from the federal government. Economic Senator Ramona Pop announced yesterday that so far, the federal government and the state of Berlin have paid out grants of more than 1.3 billion euros to approximately 140,000 affected persons as part of the Corona emergency aid. The subsidies of the so-called Emergency Aid 2 go to micro-enterprises with a maximum of 10 employees, solo self-employed, and freelancers. The companies will receive a maximum of 15,000 euros. The acceptance of applications for the Emergency Aid Package 1 is still suspended. According to the IBB, the demand for the interest-free loans for companies with up to 250 employees had far exceeded the volume. The state had decided on a volume of 100 million euros and held out the prospect of an increase to 200 million euros. However, per the IBB, the applications amount to more than 300 million euros. According to Economics Senator Pop, the state government is working on bringing federal funds to Berlin and remarked, quote, "So far, the IBB has been the only one to help in Berlin, which is why the rush is so great." The federal government's loans will soon be available through normal house banks. According to a survey by the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, 95% of Berlin companies report poor business, and more than half of them have currently ceased operations altogether. Deutsche Bank is donating 100,000 surgical masks to Berlin for medical care during the corona crisis. Harold Eisenach, management spokesman for the Eastern region, announced on Thursday, quote, "With the donation of the surgical masks, we want to support the joint efforts in an unbureaucratic way." Just a few days earlier, the bank provided the city of Frankfurt with around 375,000 such masks. The state of Berlin will now allocate the equipment to clinics, care and social institutions, and public authorities. The masks are from the stocks that the Deutsche Bank had purchased during the SARS epidemic. Protective masks are considered scarce not only in Berlin, although experts assume that they provide the public protection from any potential infection the wearer might have, but not the wearer themselves. They are very important for medical use, and it is not known exactly how great the need is. On Thursday, Bavaria's Minister President Markus Söder predicted a long-term need of billions of masks for the fight against the coronavirus in the whole of Germany. The BVG are expanding the Bär König rides for healthcare employees. From tonight, parts of Steglitz, Lichterfelde, Neukölln, Marzahn, Wittenau, and Tegel will also be served by the shared taxis. Their new area of operation now covers 75% of Berlin's hospital beds. In addition, the Bär König vehicles will extend their hours from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. So far, the service had been ending at 5:30 a.m. According to the BVG, this would provide more targeted support for the morning shift changes. Since Wednesday of last week, the BVLG has been driving medical staff, nursing staff, medical assistants, and rescue workers to and from work free of charge with the Bear Koenig. The service will initially be offered until the end of the Easter holidays on April 19th. According to the BVLG, more than 1,000 people have registered for the special trips so far. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.